All right, so this is Sensei's audio journal. I am your host, Sensei. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to at least, if you guys, some of you, if any of you guys are listening to this, then I will keep it up. So I'm just going to be doing this every day when I get a chance. I'm doing these a little bit later throughout the day because I've been at the hospital helping my wife all day long. I had a baby on Sunday morning, so I've been at the hospital for the last 2 days. I was not planning on that happening today. I was actually planning on it happening like last week. So I'm only like, I'm not even really like ahead on these, but I still should be able to easily pop them out every day, like I was saying. Audio journal especially, really easy to make, but the other one I should definitely, like, I'm totally doing that every day, but the audio journal I'm doing every day if you guys enjoy it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my method on doing things, so this one might take longer than the most of them will. And I'd also like to note that the reason I didn't get lucid in a lot of these is because of terrible timing on people's part around the hospital. I was really aware all night, and the night before I'd slept a couple of hours, not much, because just had shown. And so the whole day I'd just been trying to get sleep, but I couldn't really because people were coming and checking on us. I had family coming in to see the new baby, of course. It's what people do when there's a new baby. And so it was just like basically like an hour of sleep the night before, and then last night I was just trying to sleep, but I couldn't because there's a baby crying, and then there was doctors and nurses running in. But I got some sleep. I had about 6 dreams, most of them about 10 minutes long. This one was a little less than 10 minutes, but I was getting ready to become lucid. I think that it just ended at 10 minutes because of the, someone comes in and wakes me up. So I was walking to ya. I was at my church, and I, every morning whenever I wake up for any reason, I check any dreams I have, and I will write them down real fast, just the who, what, and where. For this dream, I wrote down the who and what, and the who and what for this was, I just wrote what and where, because the who, I was just me. I didn't see anybody that I knew. I just went there. There was no one there. It was just that American Idol was the what, and where was my church. So that's what I was doing. And that's my general idea for writing stuff down, is just who, what, where. And if there's no other who's, I just don't write it down. If I don't know where, I don't write that down. It's to give me an idea, a little picture right there of what I was actually doing. And it should be able to pull up some pictures later on. And so I try to connect the pictures in my head to the pictures on there, and it normally works pretty good. So I was at my church, and my church, I was in my backstage, and we don't have a backstage at church, but I was a little confused about why there was no backstage and everything, but I wasn't too worried. But there was a American Idol audition, and we were all standing in the back, and I was with all the finalists, like the top 10 of American Idol. And I was realizing while I was back there that I was getting ready to go up there and sing. And if you know me or you've listened to any of my audios, I sing all the time, and I sing terribly. But I was like, yeah, maybe I learned how to sing. I don't remember learning how to sing. And so I'm stepping out there with a microphone, and I'm looking around, and everybody's staring at me, and it was just really strange, and I was pretty close. Like, I was on the verge of realizing I was dreaming. I was checking everything around me, trying to figure out what the problem was. And then I woke up. Someone woke me up, actually. So that was a little saddening. I wasn't very happy with that. Doing a U-turn, dude. Don't kill me. But I also had another dream that I almost became lucid and someone woke me up. This one, I might not have gotten lucid had I had a little bit more time, because it started explaining itself. And when a dream starts explaining itself is usually when you lose it. What happens is you'll have like ups and downs of awareness. And at your highest peak of awareness, that's when you're probably going to get lucid. Like at my previous dream, my highest peak of awareness was right there. I was starting to notice things and starting really to take it in. So I really could have turned lucid at any second. At this one, I had a high peak of awareness, and then the dream started explaining itself. And a couple of times as it starts explaining itself, I'll be like, oh, okay. I'm dreaming. But this time, I believed it, so my awareness was going down. It's kind of like, just think about it as like a wave going up and down. And so what happens is I'm driving down the road, and this dream has a little bit more to it. I don't remember it exactly. I think I was driving from work to another work. Like, I had two works for some reason, and I accidentally stopped at the wrong one, so I was driving to the other one. And as I'm driving, I see some black stuff in the middle of the road. I'm like, oh, what is that? I get closer and closer, and I realize there's two black lines of, like, tar that's on fire. And so I just speed up because I'm like, I don't know what to do. There's no way to not hit these. And the slower I hit this fire, the worse it's going to be. And so as I speed up, I run over it, and there's no notable change or anything. But then my car starts changing like about a block later. And it's like, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And I'm like, oh man, I totally took out my tires. And so I was like, okay, so I'll get out and I'll check out the damage. And someone's like, it looks like you ran over something. I'm like, I know. Did you not see all that fire on the road? And they're like, here, let's change one of your tires to your spare. I'm like, I'm pretty sure my spare tire is broken from something. And I couldn't remember what else. And my spare tire is not even broken. I don't know why I thought that. But they're like, well, it'll make it easier whenever they come to tow your car if we at least have one of the tires changed. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And so I start looking around, and I'm no longer on a road, but I'm in like this whole scene with just a bunch of broken down cars. And instead of thinking this is way different, like I few seconds before had this happened, I probably would have realized something, but at this moment I was like, this must be all of the cars that got hit by that black tar fire stuff. And then I started waking up, and I just woke up. I think that one I actually woke up without anybody waking me, which is pretty rare last night. Might have been someone waking me. Might have been my wife. She might have done it on purpose to make it look like an accident. Oh, you're awake? I'm just kidding. She's not mischievous like that. She's awesome. She's had a baby, for crying out loud. So that's how my night went. Almost lucid. Terrible night before, so had I gotten lucid, I would have been bragging about it like crazy. But either way, I'm still bragging about it because I got two almost lucids from no sleep the night before because I'm awesome. So that's generally how my days or my nights go. I will wake up in the middle of the night, either by water or by intent or by just having enough awareness in a dream to realize whenever I wake up from it. I'll write down a few keywords. I will, if I'm going to the bathroom and writing down the keywords doesn't take very long, I'll just jump on Dream Views real fast and check some threads out. And then I'll go to bed. I'll re-establish my intent and do some visualization and then feel out, see if there's going to be a wild coming, and if not, then I just go to sleep. And since this is lucid living, I'm going to tell you a bit about my day as well to get you guys going into tomorrow, see what's going on. I've taken a few small naps today, just really because I've been so tired. Like, I probably slept like a total of 5 hours in the last two nights. I'm pretty tired. And I'm at work right now. I had to leave the hospital and go to work because I'm a working man. And I am going to be, I'm not going to be working tomorrow unless I can trade some shifts with people. But I will still be able to finish and do this tomorrow because we'll be at home, and hopefully I can get a time where all of the peoples at my house are asleep for a little bit. It's going to be harder though now that there's three of them, two kids and one wife. But what I'm going to be doing is just, what I did today was just really just chill out in the waiting room with, or not in the waiting room, in the bedroom at the hospital with my wife. And a lot of time I spent on Dream Views just because I had some extra time and I haven't been really up to par as a dream guide lately. So I was just checking out more threads, reporting anything that was messed up like normal, changing anything that if I could. I didn't change anything because it's really hard to mess with stuff on my phone. I just reported some stuff, told them about stuff, you know, general looking around the forum stuff. And then I did some visualizations for some time. Now I'm doing, just working for a little short shift here, and I'm going to be going back home. And most of my day, I've been just spending with my family, as I said, but, you know, getting to know the new family member. And, so that's pretty much, like, if you guys are thinking, you know, I don't have enough time or enough energy to lucid dream, my wife just had a baby, I don't have any sleep, and I'm still trying, because you shouldn't stop trying to lucid dream just because the odds are low, because the odds come to zero, or close to zero. You have the chance for, like, a random weird lucid dream, but the odds go really far down if you don't try at all. And I don't mean don't try at all as in, like, the whole don't try method, because that's a method of itself that you are trying. But I mean, like, if you just forget about dreaming for a while, that's not trying, and that's very bad. And so that's what I stress to you people who say that you don't have enough time to lucid dream, especially people entering college, people that actually don't have any time to do any daytime techniques. I would say just only do nighttime techniques. It's better than nothing. And if you just keep up nighttime techniques, you might not get any better at lucid dreaming, but you might retain what you have. So when you do have some time, you can all use that to your advantage. And I'm talking about, like, nighttime techniques, like just trying, like when you go to bed, just try to lucid dream. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Just lay down and forget about it. Think about lucid dreaming a little bit. And obviously, I mean, I've got work, interning, and, you know, family, friends, all sorts of stuff. Just had a baby, you know. And you guys will see what I'm doing for the next month, like, because I'll still be doing all of that stuff throughout the next month. I'll have just two kids, you know, helping my wife out. My wife's going to college, all sorts of stuff. You'll see how many lucid dreams I can get with all of that. I haven't been getting a great amount of lucid dreams lately. I have whenever I've been able to put all the effort into sleeping, so I don't know how much I'll actually be able to sleep this next month. But we'll see. Last time I had a baby, my lucid dream count dropped to 14 in 1 month. So I'm hoping to get at least 30 this month. That should be good. I don't want to leave you guys, like, empty-handed if you guys do listen to this and don't, like, hear any lucids or hear any joy and happiness from me. But, so yeah, basically my days just kind of consisted of laying around because of that. I won't be able to just lay around all day tomorrow. I'll have to go home, set things up for a baby, and I'll have to, you know, do other things. My wife has school tomorrow night, I'm pretty sure, so I have to watch both babies by myself for a while, which is fun, difficult. One of my kids and babies is like a year and a half, but still not like a 13-year-old kid or anything like that. They can watch themselves. So yeah, just keep up with this if you want to. It's going to be a little crazy. I'm going to hopefully have some more fun dreams next time. More dreams that revolve around, you know, happy and joyness and lucid dreaming. So, alright, I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.